Chapter 27 is a little different. See, in chapter 26, we were talking about you feel bad about bad stuff you've done. That's called guilt. Chapter 27 is feeling bad about who you are. That's shame. See, guilt is I feel rotten about the things I've done, and shame is I feel rotten about who I am. In other words, the end of chapter 26, I feel bad because I did bad things. Chapter 27 is I feel bad because I would like to do bad things. Did you? God forbid, I didn't do it. But I'm just sick with myself that I could even imagine doing it, that I even was attracted to doing it. That's called shame. The Alter Rebbe deals with that real quick. He says, you think you have a holy excuse to be sad? You don't. You're never allowed to be sad. Remember why you're not allowed to be sad. Because when you start getting sad, you start getting sloppy and you don't execute the tools from 1 through 25. But I have such a holy reason for being sad. I feel shame about my taivas, my lusts, my desires. He says, it's not an excuse for being sad. He says, you should be happy. What? I should be happy? He says, yeah, you know that mitzvah, don't stray after your eyes and after your heart? Who do you think that's for? It's not for tzaddikim. It's for perverts like you. So, whoa. But there's so many mitzvahs. Give me a noble mitzvah. I want to be chazen by kol nidrei. Give me a cool mitzvah, a glorious mitzvah. He says, you know what? Are you in this for yourself? Are you in this to serve Hashem? This is the mitzvah that Hashem is giving you. Okay, I guess I'll do it once in a while. No, maybe you'll do it once every 2 seconds. Every time Hashem allows your soul, your animal soul, to burp and sort of knock at the door and think of, and you say, no, but I'm not going to think about, you're doing a mitzvah. And what do you care if the mitzvah is shaking lulav or hearing shofar or eating matzah or pushing off an unwholesome thought? The Rebbe sort of personified this whole approach. You know, there's that famous story about how there was this shliach who was makarav, this young man, and he was becoming frum. He had one secret. He was engaged to a non-Jewish girl. And he finally told the shliach, and the shliach said, go to the Rebbe. He says, I've been to rabbis. My parents sent me to rabbis. They yell at me. They try to chastise me. It's not going to help. He says, go to the Rebbe. So he goes to the Rebbe, and he just lays it on the line. And the Rebbe says to him, I envy you. He was totally blown away. He wasn't ready for that. The Rebbe says, I envy you. Because this is obviously something that's important to you. You feel deeply. And you're going to give it up. That's a sacrifice. See, I never wanted such a thing for myself. So I was never able to give such a thing up for myself. So I never was able to make that sacrifice for Hashem. So you're in a position to make a sacrifice for Hashem, which I couldn't make. I envy you. So don't be ashamed of the fact that you're still imperfect. Cherish the opportunity to, even though inside, the insides, the being, the self is imperfect, but the outsides, the doing, the self-expression is perfect. And that every single time that urge arises, it's an opportunity for a mitzvah. And if it's really all about Hashem, that should make you happy.